After being canceled, Lou Dobbs shares some anti-Fox comments on Twitter. The Supreme Court strikes down California's restrictions on churches. Plus, the Wyoming Republican Party censures Liz Cheney. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with Fox News because, like I talked about on our Saturday live stream, Lou Dobbs has been canceled. The show Lou Dobbs Tonight, which was the most popular show on the Fox Business Network, it's done. He's gone. In its place, rotating hosts until I can find a permanent one. And I'm willing to bet that permanent host won't be a big Trump supporter. And if you missed the coverage on Saturday, including a great interview with Newsmax's Grant Stinchfield, you can check it out right there at that link. It was a good discussion. I appreciate all of you who tuned in for a great Saturday live stream. All right, but for Dobbs, he has not commented publicly yet on being canceled by Fox News, but he was pretty active on Twitter this weekend, not only being vocal in what he wrote, but what he retweeted. And here's an example. Because Lou Dobbs speaks the truth and is a patriot, we will follow Lou, but Fox News is a hard pass. Fox News is a hard pass. That was retweeted by Lou Dobbs. And here's another one. Fox News cancels longtime host Lou Dobbs' show. Lou Dobbs is one of the best anchors in the business. Fox is in a race with itself to the bottom. So I think you get the message that Lou Dobbs is trying to send. He's not happy with the cancellation. He's not happy with Fox News. And as I mentioned, he hasn't commented publicly yet, but former President Trump has, and here's his statement. Trump's statement on Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs is and was great. Nobody loves America more than Lou. He had a large and loyal following that will be watching closely for his next move. And that following includes me, Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. So that's great words from the president, but it begs the question, the big question, why was Lou Dobbs canceled in the first place? Yeah, lawsuits are flying around at Fox News. I don't think anything's going to come of that, but they named Dobbs and they named Pirro, they named Bartiromo, but this was the most popular show on the Fox Business Network. So former presidential advisor Dick Morris, he was on Newsmax and he gave his opinion on what's going on.
As to them, it's part of their whole drift to the left. For some reason, Lachlan Murdoch does not feel comfortable at cocktail parties, or Rupert with Jerry Hall, at having being in a right-wing network. And they're determined to move to the left as fast as they can and shed as many people as they need to in the process.
So it's a move to the left and a purging of conservatives. And for those of you that don't know the story, News Corp, the big media empire owned by Rupert Murdoch, he reached out to Roger Ailes way back when, and Roger Ailes was the brain behind Fox News, and he helped it grow to the powerhouse that it became. Well, Roger Ailes left in 2016, then Rupert Murdoch turned the media empire over to his sons, who are a bunch of leftists, and you see the direction that it's going. Again, this was the number one rated show. News sources have reached out to Fox News for comment, and they said this is just part of their ongoing evaluation and they're looking to launch new formats. So they bring down their number one ranked show. It's not really a good model to practice, especially when you consider the ratings that Fox News had in January. Fox News has been the top rated cable network in primetime since July 2016, when not coincidentally, Donald Trump became the Republican presidential candidate. December 2020 marked the 54th consecutive month of being cable's top-rated network. The streak ended the following month. In addition, the streak as the most watched cable news network also ended. In January 2021, CNN was the top-rated cable news network and cable network overall in primetime. MSNBC also averaged more viewers in January 2021 than Fox News. The last time Fox News ranked third among cable news networks in primetime for an entire month was September 1999. So over 20 years, since Fox News was behind both CNN and MSNBC. There's something big going on there, and it's going on in the wrong direction. So next, let's talk about the Supreme Court. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. And when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified. We're making our push for 150,000 subscribers, and we can do it with your help. All right, so next, let's talk about the Supreme Court and religious liberty, because one of the big things to come out from coronavirus and these lockdowns was the evidence that the left, these blue states, do not follow the science. Some places were locked down and others weren't. In Nevada, you could have a casino open, but you couldn't go to church. California was very restrictive on churches. You couldn't go, yet other entities you could assemble. It was just bogus. It was not the science at all. It's just the left pushing a political doctrine, political policies that, again, have no basis in science and are meant to keep people down. It was not the right way to go. And the protests arose, the cases arose, and finally, one case made its way to the Supreme Court, because this was destined for the Supreme Court. It's an unconstitutional move. You've got freedom of assembly. You've got separation of church and state, a number of constitutional issues. And finally, a church brought a case and made its way up, and the Supreme Court ruled. And here's the story. A divided U.S. Supreme Court ruled late Friday that California cannot enforce its coronavirus-related bans on indoor worship services, though it declined to lift bans on singing and chanting inside. The 6-3 ruling, issued just before 11 p.m., consisted of four separate statements by the justices outlining what relief each would have granted to the churches that had sued. Despite the splintering rulings, a majority of the court was willing to lift California's ban on indoor services while remaining other, more specific restrictions in place. So, it was a 6-3 ruling in favor of nuking California's restrictions on churches. 6-3, and former President Trump gave us three of those justices: Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. And it's interesting to see, when you see their comments, how even those justices ranged on where they would fall in this case. Here's more. Justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch opted to grant all of the church's requests, including lifting the bans on singing and chanting and the restrictions that enforce a 25% capacity at most indoor places of worship. Justice Samuel Alito was mostly in agreement, saying that he would have banned California's restrictions within 30 days unless the state showed that those measures were the best possible means of limiting the spread of COVID-19. Justices Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, however, took a more middle ground approach, writing that they did not believe the bans on singing and chanting should necessarily be revoked. So, great news from the courts. It was a good move, and these bans should not have been in place in the first place. Folks, we are a constitutional republic, and we have to follow the Constitution. People have a freedom to choose if they want to go out there in COVID or if they want to stay home. That is their choice. Banning free assembly in the freest country in the world, a direct violation of our Constitution, is not the right way to go. So next, let's talk about what's going on with Liz Cheney in Wyoming, because as I covered on a couple programs, ever since her vote to impeach President Trump, being one of 10 Republican House members to do so, the pressure has been immense. The fallout has been immense on Liz Cheney. County parties across the state of Wyoming voted to censure her. She has a primary opponent now. And in the House, there was a massive call for her to be removed from her leadership position. More than half of the GOP House members were in favor of getting rid of her in that leadership position. More than half. That is, until the actual vote, and then they went weak in the knees, and she won easily. She retained that post easily. So much for standing up for principles and what you believe in. They went weak in the knees. But one organization that did not go weak in the knees was the Wyoming Republican Party, the state party. This weekend, they put together a censure resolution. It passed, and it was strong. And here's the story. The Wyoming GOP on Saturday passed a scathing censure of House GOP Conference Chair Liz Cheney for voting last month to impeach former President Donald Trump, making her just the latest in a string of Republicans formally sanctioned by their state parties for breaking with the former president. The resolution passed overwhelmingly, according to Party Secretary April Polley, who told Forbes that there were an estimated 56 votes in favor, 8 against, though no official tally was taken. The resolution calls on Cheney to immediately resign and allow the party to nominate her replacement, as well as demanding she return donations made by the party to her 2020 campaign, according to a copy obtained by Forbes. So, the resolution calls on her to resign. But the question is, will she? Well, she went on Fox News Sunday, with Chris Wallace. He asked her that question, and here's her reply.
I'm not, Mike, and Chris, sorry. And look, I think people all across Wyoming understand and recognize that our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain to supporters all across the state, voters all across the state, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment.
Interesting how she says that the voters of Wyoming understand what her most important duty is to the Constitution. And yet, the Constitution guarantees due process, something that Liz Cheney did not give to former President Trump. The Constitution guarantees freedom of speech, something Liz Cheney is flat out ignoring. And the voters, it's funny how those voters are actually supporting her primary opponent. Well, then Chris Wallace asked about President Trump. Just 2 weeks ago, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy met with President Trump. Trump said, that he's going to help in the 2022 congressional elections, the midterm elections, House and Senate, help those Republican candidates. Chris Wallace asked what Liz Cheney thought about that, and here's the reply.
Chris, we're the party of Abraham Lincoln. We're the party of Ronald Reagan. We have to really take a hard look at who we are and what we stand for, what we believe in. I think when you look at both his actions leading up to what happened on January 6th, the fact that he was impeached in a bipartisan fashion, the fact that he lost the presidency, the fact that we lost the Senate, we have to be in a position where we can say we stand for principles, we stand for ideals.
Wow. The principles and ideals of President Trump gave us lower taxes, a more secure border, better foreign policy, lower regulations, energy independence, conservative judges, the best pro-life advocate that we've had in decades. But Liz Cheney wasn't finished.
Somebody who has provoked an attack on the United States Capitol to prevent the counting of electoral votes, which resulted in 5 people dying, who refused to stand up immediately when he was asked and stop the violence. That is a person who does not have a role as a leader of our party going forward.
Well, we'll see what the voters think. We'll see what the voters of Wyoming think about if Liz Cheney has a role in the party going forward. So next, let's talk about President Trump and the impeachment trial, because word is that part of the Trump defense team's plan is to bring up comments from the Democrats, you know, the ones who have actually called for violence. And here's the story. Former President Donald Trump's defense at his Senate impeachment trial next week will include videos of Democrats encouraging violence, one of his lawyers said Friday. The clips would counter videos that Democrats likely will show of the riot at the Capitol and Mr. Trump's fiery speech at a rally shortly before the attack on January 6th, with Mr. Trump's stance accused of inciting. Trump lawyer Bruce Castor told Fox News' Laura Ingraham, "You can count on that," when asked about using video montage of Democrat members of Congress calling for violence against Trump administration officials and law enforcement. "I'm so glad to hear this, because time and time again, Democrats have gone out there actually calling for violence, never talking about putting down the violence from BLM and Antifa like we saw all summer, actually calling for violence. President Trump was out there saying, peacefully and patriotically, let your voices be heard." And he's the one on trial. Maxine Waters, she said that people should get in the faces of people who are just out there eating, get in their faces and cause trouble. And this is from Ayanna Pressley.
"Well, make the phone call, send the email, show up. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around."
So that was back in August, you know, the big summer when BLM and Antifa were rioting and looting and assaulting people. People were getting hurt. Police officers were getting killed. Democrats were saying nothing. In fact, as Pressley just said, she's wanted more unrest in the streets. That is inciting violence. And yet President Trump, who said to peacefully and patriotically protest, he's the bad guy. He's the one on trial. I like this angle. The other thing they're going to do is push that the Senate doesn't have even grounds to do this since he's not in office anymore. But I love bringing this up. Show the Democrats what they're actually saying, what they're actually doing. It's to promote chaos, folks. It's to encourage this type of violence. They did it all summer long. They have it on tape, and it'll be great for the Trump defense team to use it. Folks, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, and when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified, and we'll see you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching, and before you go, please hit that subscribe button, hit that bell so you'll be notified, and here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.